My name is Johann Sebastian Bach, and I'm here to celebrate with you centuries overdue emotional liberation of my music. It opened the new era of using my polyphony for optimizing many aspects of the mind and for functioning at peak performance. Most people with even basic music reading skills deserve to find out about this inner wellspring they can tap into by using my mind-balancing polyphony. And many musicians, who would finally see under-publicized archival records about my deep involvement with Silverman's pianoforte, would finally understand that many generations of musicians had been tricked to reduce my music's emotional resonance to the typewriter sound. And millions of musicians and their audiences will join me in laughing at such excusiology for the false dogma of emotional repression. So, if you answer yes to the question, have you ever played any of my polyphonic music for clavier, even if it included my simple polyphonic compositions? Then you deserve to know that you, that's right, you, have the special privilege among the rest of people. You can and deserve to learn how to use the transformative power of my emotionally and analytically balanced polyphonic music. Your past experience can help you learn how to use my music to promote generative eureka capacity of the mind. Since the age and level do not matter, you can begin wherever you are. And then you'd be able to illuminate the lives for others by sharing this special ability to nurture inner wisdom of integrative vision of the world through learning the skills for harnessing transformative power of music. Recently and finally unearthed from obscurity important, but underpublicized for long time archival records about the facts of my biography reveal the truth about unjustified zombification of my music. And the next segments provide more details on this. Also, I'll show you how giggling and laughing can be helpful for overcoming the aftermath of my biography's distortion that led to emotional blocks among many musicians that may be hard to grasp. Learning how to use my emotionally liberated polyphony for attaining the rare wisdom of integrative perception will allow to gain such intellectual leadership that, for a long time, only royal and top nobility families had special privilege to acquire in the past. But everyone, with no exception, needs to be able to make this leap of consciousness by harmonizing and balancing the brain. Nothing can be more critical now than this counterpoint to currently dominant, yet limited, primitive, rooted in incivilities of fear-driven hostility mindset of self-defeat. My music intuition came as the result of my long lineage of musicians in my own family, and it had been marveled by many renowned composers' classics who called me their virtual teacher, including Mozart, Beethoven, Mendelssohn, Schumann, Chopin, Brahms, Rachmaninoff, Shostakovich, among many, many others. And lately, neuroscientists had been more and more interested in my music's impact, So I've been humbled for being called a master music teacher with a neuroscientist's mindset. And I'd like to share with both all my colleagues, music educators, and their students the awareness about the special opportunity to explore their daily music teaching and learning routine. That involves unique and complex task of directing music students through the constant travel to and from conscious and unconscious mind for building semi-conscious skills of producing the musical sound that is foundational for multitasking of refined emotional expression. This complex process of internalizing new consciously learned knowledge into semi-automatic skill in music domain takes place on the crossroad of conscious and unconscious mind that is unique and incomparable to any other type of learning. And all of my colleagues, music educators and their students deserve to use my innovations based on harnessing music instinct driven by release of joy neurotransmitters. To guide those who use my emotionally liberated polyphony to gain deserved by them intellectual leadership for having hands-on practical experience in fostering the process of shifting consciousness that neuroscientists know about mainly from textbooks. While composing my music, I aim to help my children and other students to function at their peak performance. The capacity that cannot be purchased for any amount of wealth. And this inner wisdom of integrative navigation through complexities of our polyphonic universe without oversimplification can help you manifest all hopes, dreams, and goals into reality. Of course, just like any music instruction process, my guidance may not be confused with any quick fixes and gimmicks. However, if you answered yes to my initial question about having past experience of playing Bach's music, your privilege of already acquired earlier in the past fundamental music skills can make much easier for you to begin the process of learning of the new special skills for harnessing the power of my polyphonic music to develop navigation through multifaceted complexities without oversimplification of inner psyche and outer reality. This aspect of intense emotional resonance of my music was obscured for a long time by one-sided focus and intellectual sophistication of my polyphonic texture. But these compositional tools of mine were always to serve the supreme goal of any music that had been distorted by the senseless dogma. That's why such reminder is included in my preface to my didactic written for teaching inventions. If you are able to open your heart and to allow for the unrestricted beauty of my music to flow through you with no more fear of complying with a false dogma to withhold true feelings in my music, you'd be rewarded for your daring to enjoy many earlier obscured benefits of its rejuvenating mind-balancing power. Once you manage to open your heart for the true emotional resonance of many emotional nuances of my polyphony, you'd make the initial step to enter the journey path towards gaining previously untapped transformative power of my emotionally vibrant polyphony. You will begin to building the neuronal network for restoring and deepening emotional and analytic balance of the mind, fundamental and essential for optimizing brain function and elevating your consciousness to the higher levels, preparing for the next stages of reprogramming and repatterning of your mind. And the best part of the new approach to my music is the enjoyable part of this process. Every educator knows that fun is the key to learning success. And nothing can be as fun as overcoming paralysis of past emotional blocks with learning how to use my music along with laughing. Yes, laughing at own limitations and learning to use self-deprecating humor to break the vicious circle of trauma by easing paralysis for correcting errors caused by ill pride and the other patterns of harm and self-defeat. This humble achievement of mine in tapping into subliminal felt sense aspects of rarely used conceptual thinking are often hard to translate into words fully, if possible, at times. And it makes my teaching very satisfying when I see empowered souls becoming free and resilient to the prism of trauma upon gaining emotional liberation. All schools should teach such most crucial for everyone's well-being and well-functioning skills to grasp the motives that precede in milliseconds to our decisions and actions. Achieving the mastery of the process of gaining such true wisdom of inner vision that we also call intuition enables our holistic navigation through complex realities. The unique way for using my polyphonic music as the container for reflecting this otherwise hard to grasp inner wisdom helps gaining the new level of self-mastery, providing incomparable edge of both intuitive and analytical boost to everything that needs your mind's involvement. These qualities of my emotionally vibrant polyphony had been obscured by the false dogma of emotional disengagement that also made my intended to be emotional satisfying musing appear as falsely unappealing to many musicians, while some even hated it false typewriter sound. But if you may be among many such misled musicians, then the surprise of discovering of just the opposite will add to the illuminating sense of the epiphanies over the blind spots, thanks to the emergence of new integrative thinking. And for people like you, I extend my special invitation to join me in laughing. Yes, laughing with a sense if self-forgiveness for confusion due to the human condition of the comedy of errors and all of the involved hidden cognitive dissonance that is allowed by the ill pride to consume our lives and the lives of others. And I'll let you experience how sharing my laughter can help release the paralysis of feelings, helping to clear the evident falsely imposed requirements to withhold emotions in my polyphony. They were based on the cartels of easily disproved, illogical, and quite silly bluff. and underpublicizing and distortion of my biographical facts was the only way that permitted for it to go on and on. This means that if you could read any even simple polyphonic music of mine in the past, then you can apply your already existing music background and skills for mastering self-reflection and self-mastery skills for advising your mind. And the good news is that the new approach to building skills for using music instinct can be applied to any level of music reading proficiency and technique, even if your piano skills may be rusty at the moment. The reality is that no amount of money could buy such wisdom that is the key to navigating through complexities of our polyphonic reality that very few people are capable to perceive without building this cognitive foundation. And the good example of such impact of music is the case of Einstein's amateur violin playing that he used for emotional reawakening and rewiring the brain, harnessing by its rejuvenating process of engaging with music in such ways that helped rebalance and reshape his brain. His intuitive arrival to such way of gaining music-based entry into his unconscious mind was the tool for manifesting his innovations that were born in non-verbal conceptual forms and then translated into the common scientific language. And my teaching goals included such use of music along with helping my students to function at their peak performance both in music and use the effect to transfer the self-mastery achievements beyond the music domain. But none of this seemed possible, since proponents of excusiology for zombification and oversimplification of my music turned enjoyment of my music's high emotional resonance into taboo. And lessons have to be learned about why and how no one questioned its lack of logic and absurdity for a long time too, due to the collective blind spot forcing people to forget. The very essence of any music, to reawaken and to reconnect with our dormant emotional feelings. Of course, reducing my music to the dry polyphonic exercise is disrespectful and it is unfair oversimplification. That is simply ridiculous, showing lack of grasp of my music's compositional logic. When my music is performed in emotionally resonant manner, the resonance to its beauty is both satisfying and restorative. And it can be used as the tool for overcoming inner barriers. The process that is based on resolving emotional and cognitive dissonance that is otherwise hard to grasp. And it helps to expand multidimensional grasp of the surrounding us polyphony of the multifaceted reality. And what others fear when they face such complexities will be an intellectual delight for those of you who will no longer need common oversimplification, thanks to the multitasking conditioning of the mind. Imagine to be able to master all this in order to share the means for optimizing your thinking process with your loved ones, friends, and spread it throughout the world, one audience at a time. And I'm here to help many musicians to correct the impacts from misusing my polyphony in order to help them recapture their identity of consciousness transformers. It begins with the awareness for repairing and fully regaining their compromised ability for emotional resonance. And this reminder is about their citizen's duty to love, at the absurdity of the stubborn insistence on the paradoxes of underpublicizing biographical facts about my life that most music history textbooks and encyclopedias somehow forgot to include into their versions of my biography. Nothing can be more ridiculous and absurd than paradoxical avoidance of the fact of my fascination with a newly emerging hammerklavier pianoforte. Why would music historians avoid citations of the records about my eagerness to help to improve pianoforte in collaboration with its creator, my excitement about promoting it? They should have been excited too about my efforts to spread this musical innovation, but instead they kept my sales receipt for selling pianoforte underpublicized, keeping it unknown to most musicians. Why such facts about my life had not been included in most music history textbooks by so-called devotees of Bach? How could they forget to emphasize that employed in it innovation of hammers had finally made possible the use of a wide range of dynamic colors, finally allowing for clarity of voicing in the complex polyphonic texture and for the expression of musical imagination. Also, most of the fans of my music had not been made aware of my false, retaliatory imprisonment, along with the fact that even such unfair punishment did not deter me from using my polyphony as the essential tool for awakening emotional resonance. And while denials of the significance of it in my music dishonor my risk and sacrifice it came with, the ongoing stubbornness of retaliation to shift from hazardous dogma of typewriter style in music is nothing but absurd. The skills for using the unique ancestral gift of music instinct that allow for fostering integrative mindset had been always essential. But since for generations very little had been done to prioritize human development over material wealth pursuits, now such use of transformative power of music and the arts had become existential for nurturing the traits that had assured for millennia the mindset for the individual and collective survival of humanity. Due to severity of the multigenerational problem, the capacity to prioritize the practice of counterpoint to the subliminal zombification, sensory deprivation, cultural scarcity, the root causes for mental affliction of environmental insanity mindset had become the test for leadership. In the next segments, there is more info on the direct link of my battle with zombification in music and caused by its self-defeat consciousness, along with one of its most hard-to-grasp consequences. Sensory shutdown of pain alarms to toxicity that permitted the spread and normalization of chemical hazards. Their cumulative effect is the cause for the forecast of 2045 as the time for the painless onset of human extinction According to forecasted by 60 plus global fertility studies, zero sperm global crisis, starting as soon as during the generation of grandchildren of today's adults. That is why I'm here to call upon everyone who possess enough of intellectual capacity for environmental sanity to be able to respond to such data with self-driven adjustment to the new no-business-as-usual priorities relevant to Countdown 2045. Such individuals with a capacity for mental clarity and independent logical thinking will voluntarily and gratefully embrace the top priority for physical detox from toxicity in most of man-made products, caused by the current society's lawless addiction to toxicity. And it will be also obvious to this vanguard of society that similarly urgent top priority has to be made for addressing the root cause of widespread mental dysfunction of zombification and detachment from emotional reality that turned off the love and care for ourselves and for our own offsprings. The constant subliminal pressure of zombification from the herd instinct may not be left without the counterpoint to it. Every member of humanity needs the opportunities to practice music and arts-based emotional reawakening in order to maintain their balanced mind function. It has to be made accessible to all. This may be the least expected, but practical and effective answer based on using music instinct for fostering better functioning brain, including the mindset of sustainability. Today's generation has the last chance to face inconvenient truth about catastrophic, multi-generational, collectively practiced trend of losing self-preservation instinct that no longer warns us with pain against the man-made creation of the toxic hell hazards. The practice of emotional and sensory reawakening is the key to reverting from zombification and normalizing environmental illness and collective sleepwalking into chemical self-demise. Humanity's survival currently depends on raising important awareness about the tangible hope, about using music's transformative forces for shifting consciousness that had been often appearing as completely hopeless. Instead, every member of the human race needs to know that they still have the time to contribute to the prevention of the collapse of civilization from rapidly worsening man-caused global threats, and since the time is very limited, it may not be wasted. That's why, despite 3 centuries' delay, I'm humbled to share the effectiveness of my heartfelt and emotionally resonant polyphony for serving as the long overdue transformative tool for inner rebellion to win over the hidden from grasp inner slave masters of self-defeat, with the ripple effects throughout the universe.